This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A Burlington native is one of the scientists researching a treatment that's helping some cancer patients. Dr. Laura Rogers says she had a lot of different interests while attending Burlington High School, though she acknowledges she did go a little heavy on the science curriculum. Rogers studied microbiology as an undergrad at the University of Iowa, then, while working her first laboratory job in graduate school, discovered she enjoyed doing research, and now she's continuing down that path as a postdoctoral fellow.
Where I'm not taking classes, but I'm still learning the ropes of becoming a researcher. And so my current lab is the one that studies cancer immunotherapy, which is being able to use a cancer patient's immune system to fight the cancer.
Wouldn't a patient's immune system already be trying to fight cancer?
Most certainly. But I think by the time you actually have a tumor, it has become overwhelmed. So I think that there are a lot of abnormal cells in our body that the immune system is actually able to take care of before it ever becomes a tumor. And by the time that you have a tumor that's diagnosable, usually your immune system has been losing that fight for a while.
So what do you do in immunotherapy to help the immune system fight that cancer?
There are a lot of different strategies to boost the immune response. A lot of those that are more widely available now in the clinic are focused on getting a specific cell type called a T cell to reactivate. T cells are good at killing tumor cells, but they get shut down over time. And so the immunotherapies that are trying to help T cells regain that ability to kill tumor cells are the antibody treatments that are widely used in the clinic now. The nivolumab, Keytruda and Opdivo are the two that come to mind. But there are certainly many other approaches that are being developed and in clinical trials currently. Very active area of research.
Why so? Why is this an active area of research? Is it showing some promise?
Definitely. I think about 10 years ago, the first clinical trial data that was really larger studies and well-designed started coming out showing a lot of clinical efficacy for those immune checkpoint blockades that I mentioned previously. The real excitement is the fact that these clinical trials were done on patients with severe and very advanced disease that had very poor prognoses. And in the past, when we've tried to test new drugs in cohorts like that, we get excited when we see some sort of response, but it doesn't necessarily ultimately end up helping the patients because their disease is very advanced. But in this clinical trial, the patients that responded really responded. And so the community got really excited about the idea that this sort of approach could provide durable, long-lasting protection against tumors.
What about the T cells you mentioned? Why did those become a center of attention, or is that just through trial and error?
I think initially they were a major focus just because they are one cell type that's able to really kill tumor cells. So there are many different cell types that are involved in an immune response, and many of them have the ability to kill, but not all of them have the ability to kill specifically. And so T cells are, I guess maybe you could consider them sort of snipers. They are able to detect an abnormal cell and kill only the abnormal cell in a more directed fashion. A lot of our other immune cell types can also help kill cells, but do so in a less, maybe there's more collateral damage.
Laura Rogers is a 2003 graduate of Burlington High School. She's currently a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Iowa, researching the use of immunotherapy for cancer patients. Rogers says scientists are in the business of solving puzzles. She says her puzzle of choice is how to make the immune system do a better job of recognizing and killing tumor cells. Rogers says it can be frustrating at times, but adds she has the kind of mind that just cannot put down the puzzle. I'm Rich Ecker, Tri-State's Public Radio News.